to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, my biblical question for this week. My biblical question, which are you most interested in? Being something or doing something? Being something or doing something? That is an amazing question. A lot of interesting responses to it, too. It's amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad if you're busy doing something else. And you're just not able to sit and watch it right now, and normally you would podcast later, you can listen as you are doing whatever you're doing, and no matter wherever you are, because we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. So you can listen on your phone, and you can podcast later by calling the listen line at 641-793-1500. 641-793-1500. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right? Amazing. It's amazing how fast this week has gone by. At least the work week. Well, most people work all every day. But for normal people, work week, Monday through Friday. It's amazing. And it's also amazing that every Friday is Express Yourself Friday. Whatever's on your mind, like, get it off your chest Friday. So this Friday, as all Fridays, is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Donald Trump, while he was sitting in court yesterday, posting to Truth Social,
Truth Central,
that he is sort of like Jesus Christ.
Masks, no masks, everything, you can do all you want, but you know, you still need help from the boss. We need help from the boss.
Donald Trump, who spent another religious holiday posting on Truth Social on Easter. He also shared two far-right news articles, one titled The Crucifixion of Donald Trump.
The first person to actually criminally prosecute Donald Trump is a black Harvard grad.
Why are you all so obsessed?
My impressions of Donald Trump, you know, really being in the room with him, he's definitely bigger than you expect. He's taller than you expect.
Kind of cute. He's cute.
Donald Trump is no theologian. Not only is he not a theologian, Donald Trump is not a Christian.
Where is your faith?
Amazing. What manner of man is this? What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him. What the? And Joy Reid is so jealous and hateful of Trump. She's becoming like him. She says she writes notes. She carries a little book like the Great White Hope. She has a hair like the Great White Hope. You're becoming like what you hate. What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him.
Basically, all I've done is keep my promise.
I rest my case. The Great White Hope. Unfortunately, and again, I don't know what the outcome is going to be for the Great White Hope. I just know what's happening now. And I've noticed that Donald Trump is the most talked about, researched, analyzed human being I've ever seen in my whole life. I've been around for a minute. He is the most talked about, loved or hated human being I've ever seen since I've been on earth. Now, I read about Christ. When he walked the earth, he was the same way. He was the most talked about, loved, hated human being that had ever walked the earth, I guess, prior to him. Well, I think they ain't like Moses or somebody. But once in a while, men come along like Donald Trump, like Jesus, like Moses, like Noah, you know, people like that. I would suggest, rather than putting him on a pedestal or putting him down below you, why don't you just observe? You will be surprised at what you will learn, at what you will see. Donald Trump, so far, I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring or even the rest of this day for the Great White Hope. But Donald Trump is a living example right in front of you of what we all should be. Of what we all should be, but you don't recognize it because it's not like the group. It's not like what you've been taught. It's not like what everybody said. His Christianity is not like what Christians been taught, what the Pharisees and hypocrites and bag of bones and liars have taught you from the Bible. And what you've been going around quoting while living in fear inwardly. Donald Trump is a living example. He's a living example. So far, I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. But you're blind and you don't see it because either you have him on a pedestal, made him your God, or you, in your own mind, put him down. Still making him your God, because even when you judge him and put him down like that, he's still controlling you. Why not just keep it even keep and observe and see what's going on? Seeing is better than analyzing. It's greater than analyzing. What amazing. You have it right in front of you and you're not recognizing it. Look at how he has dealt with the issues in his life. Not your life, not my life. look at the issues and how he dealt with them and how the enemy, the devil inside of other people around the world, not just in this country, have gone after him. And he still is on that straight and narrow path. He hasn't stumbled. Isn't that amazing? And they all try to crucify him. Crucify him, they say. But what is he guilty of? Crucify him. Would you rather have Donald Trump or Joe Biden? Barabbas or Jesus? We want Barabbas. Barabbas in prison. Let him out. And Joe Biden's in prison, too, of his own mind. He's in a prison of his own mind. And you choose Joe Biden over Donald Trump in the same way they chose Barabbas over Jesus. How blind can you be? But I understand it. I totally understand. I once was blind, too, and could not see. And I didn't even know I was blind, just like you don't know it. You don't know that you are blind until you're able to see. And just because your eyes are open and you're barely breathing doesn't mean you're alive. Amazing, huh? I remember, and then I'm going to get to your calls. One line open right now, 888-775-3773. I remember growing up when America was amazing. It was great. You had no fear of walking the streets. You have no fear of moving from town to town. You had no fear of whatever, right? 18 years old and leaving home. I had no fear of leaving home at 18. But I remember growing up, and it was an embarrassment to make children out of wedlock. It was an embarrassment for the father, the man, to make a child, or for the woman to get pregnant and have a child. And if that did happen, because it happens sometimes, the mother, the parents, the father and the mother would send you away. They'll send you from Alabama to up to Indiana. And they're like, where is she? Oh, she out of town for a minute. And 9 months later, she come back and a baby in her arm. You're like, what the? I remember when I first started dating at 15, one of my greatest fears was to get a pregnant. I didn't want a shotgun wedding. I wasn't ready for marriage. So I was careful not to do that early. It was an embarrassment. I hardly knew black women or even white women who were having babies out of wedlock. They knew it was an embarrassment, number one, and that it wasn't good for children to be born without the father and the mother, that the father was needed to lead the mother and the children, to be the head of the wife and the children. That's gone now, and look what a mess we have. Remember when America was great? Anyone that tells you that America has never been great, they're lying to you. I'm a witness to it. It was great. I moved from Alabama to Indiana, from the plantation to Indiana, got a job for 2 weeks, flew out to California on my own, paid my way. I never thought, I'm not going to be able to get a job. I'm not going to be able to make it. I'm afraid. And I was 18 years old. I was like, what the? That's gone too. Because the fathers are not guiding the wife and the children in the way to go. And when you leave the mother alone with the children, you can bank on it. She will destroy them for her own personal gain. And she can't help it because she can't see. There is a documentary from 1982 that focuses on what happens when women decide to make babies out of wedlock. This is from way back archives. A documentary called 1982 Special Report, Single Mothers. This documentary dives into the reasons behind the growing number of single women choosing to have children and examining the impact of their decision. Reporter Donna Martin visited five women from diverse backgrounds in the Baltimore/Washington metropolitan area, all of whom made the decision to become a single mother. These women openly discussed the economy and emotional realities of having a child alone. So what we're going to do is kind of long, so we're just going to pay. We're going through these clips throughout the whole show, all right, throughout today, all 3 hours. I'm not playing them all in 1 hour. I want to take your calls. It's open line Friday, read your super chats and all that. So we're going to go through these sound bites through the whole 3 hours. Here's the first sound bite from Frida and Tony. Single mother used to be unheard of. This is from way back archives. Watch this.
More unmarried women are joining the ranks of single parents. They admit it's tough, but they are also confident they can do as good a job of parenting as many married couples.
Of the 60,000 babies born in Maryland in 1980, almost 26% were to unwed mothers, compared to a 17% national average.
17 years ago, the attitude of society is not the same as society's attitude today. It is very difficult to be, or it was very difficult to be a single parent 15 years ago. It just wasn't acceptable behavior. It was just definitely a no-no.
Yeah, remember when black women, it was a no-no for black women to have children out of wedlock? And I like this because I want black Americans to know that at one time in the history of America, black people had character. They really did. They weren't blaming others. They were in charge of their own lives. It used to be a no-no to have children out of wedlock. Now these black women dropping babies like not even going on and don't even care. And twerking over it. Whatever that is. But it was a no-no. And I'm also, and listening to this woman, it's interesting how Satan made women make the wrong decisions. And they think that it's their own decision and it's all for themselves. It has nothing to do with the baby. They want to have a baby to make themselves feel good. Their egos. Isn't that amazing? And they think it's their decision. Because the hell comes through the woman and she doesn't know she is serving evil. She just doesn't know. Some women are waking up to it now, but she doesn't know. So the spirit of the mother come down through the generations. Watch this from way back.
For Frida, balancing childcare with an education and a career began when she was still in college.
Stop.
Although society's
moment,
attitude didn't matter to Frida,
really
her mother's opinion did.
Because the sound, I hear my sound, I hear everything, but for some reason, I don't hear the sounds from the video. I hear it, but it's very, very low. Are you able to hear it or something? It's loud and clear to you? Oh, but not to me. But anyway, we're going to adjust my sound here for the video. It's only for the video.
This looks fine.
Right. Amazing. The expert is here. Do you want to hear it in my sound bite, in my headset?
This one right here? Are we ready to play it again?
Yeah, let's play it again. We're going to try it again. The experts are here.
For Frida, balancing childcare with an education and a career began when she was still in college. Although society's attitude didn't matter to Frida, her mother's opinion did.
like I said, my concern was, how is she going to feel about me? I mean, is she going to think that I'm not a very nice person? Is she going to think that I'm a very promiscuous person? Is she going to think that my morals are loose? All of those things concern you because you do want your parents to be proud of you. And she was disappointed, and as I indicated, she let me know that she was disappointed. But after she got over being angry or frustrated or whatever emotion she was feeling at the time, she sat down and said, okay, what are we going to do?
Tony's father was never involved in his upbringing. The subject is a sensitive one with Frida.
I had very little contact with Tony's father, and I really don't want to get into that part of it. It was a decision that I made. I made the decision not really considering his position concerning the situation, and he just didn't play a role, not at all. And he still doesn't. I don't think that Tony has suffered or has been denied anything because he is the child of a single parent.
That's a lie. That's evil. That is evil, and that's a lie. He is suffering. But see, got her mind. She thinks she's making those decisions. The worst thing, of all the worst things that can happen to children of all races, male and female, boys and girls, is to not have a father, to be turned away from their fathers. They spend a lifetime yearning for their fathers. Material things not going to solve that. Bringing a fake father into their life not going to solve that. Having uncles and cousins, male cousins, are not going to solve that. Anyway, because it's spiritual. And you have to connect with your earthly father spiritually. So I understand she can't see. Mothers set their children up to suffer the whole lifetime. And a lot of them don't realize it. Some of them do. So let's hear what Tony has to say, this woman's son. This is from way back archives as well.
Well, I think about my father often, knowing.
Yeah.
But it really doesn't matter because my mother's there. I feel she'll always be there. And he hasn't given me anything for 17 years, and what could he possibly give me now?
She insists that Tony's uncle and other relatives and friends have been good substitute fathers for her son. She says she has always been able to fulfill most of Tony's emotional needs. In return, he has had to learn that his mother's career is important to her, as is her need for space and privacy. He was expected to take care of himself and share housekeeping responsibilities at an early age. Both mother and son say their relationship is a close one.
Well, my relationship with my mother I have the highest respect for, because I know that she had it hard, because I know I'm not easy to get along with, and we're just alike, and we both and since we're both alike, it's like she always says it's like looking at herself in the mirror.
Yeah, she has recreated him in her image. She's raising a girl. And he thinks about his father a lot because every human being's soul yearns for the father. And there's nothing that woman or anyone or uncle, nobody can do to satisfy that yearning unless he or she returned to the father. It's spiritual. And he's just like his mother. When she look at him, she's looking at herself. So you have two females fighting. Poor guy, right? The devil is busy. He works through the woman to destroy the children of God by turning them away from their fathers. That yearning, that emptiness, that thinking about your father all the time while growing up and even after you get older is a yearning for the father. It's in you. You can't help it. It's a return to the Father. It's not about getting married. It's not about having children. It's not about having money. It's a yearning, but the devil, it's a yearning for the father, and the devil tell you, oh, if you got married, you'll be fine. No, you won't. You're in your prison, the prison of your imagination, going around in circles, and the devil and his little demons are making all kind of suggestions for you, and they're all wrong. And then you go and pay some expert stupid money for years, and they tell you all wrong information. And then they put you on medication, and they send you home. You can overcome, but you got to work on you. You must forgive and return to the Father. Nothing is going to fulfill that void. No drugs, no nothing. No drag queen, no nothing. It's a spiritual thing. Amazing video, though. It's what's happening right now and forever and ever. Amen. Is this Carolyn? Caroline out of Owl. Caroline.
Yes, this is Caroline.
Welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Good morning.
Morning.
I'm calling because I called you probably like a little over a year ago about a sibling that I was dealing with who basically has accepted homosexuality and me raising my children and what to do about having her around because, you know, she knows the values of myself and my husband, but she basically said to me that she didn't believe homosexuality was a sin. And she said that if she can't bring her girl around, then she don't know if she can come around and stuff. So it was really hard, but I stood by the values of my home and, I still try to keep a relationship with her where I still call my sister, check on her, you know, because I love her. She's my baby sister and stuff like that. But I have kept my children away. That's one of the reasons I'm calling you right now. So since all that time has passed, now my sister is facing suicidal issues. And so that's been really tough for me because I'm also pregnant again with we're having our second child now, so it's like, you know, it's like a, you know, I've always listened to you talk about the battle of your mind, so I'm not stressed about it at all, but then I have moments where I get a little sad and I don't want to put that on the baby and, you know, things like that, or bring that type of emotion into my household and with my husband and everything like that. But basically, I wanted to ask you when it, I had two questions, but the first question is basically I wanted to ask you when it comes to my sister. She just had a episode like 2 days ago where she was trying to take her life. What advice would you give me that I could help encourage her? I've sent her one of your videos where you talked about things like that, and I've even spoken with her and told her that, you know, this is something, you know, I can't do anything about it. It's your fight, you know, and you have to find God once again. You have to lean into him and trust him, but you can overcome this battle if you allow yourself to go through it. You can overcome it. You can beat your mind. So I just want to know, what type of advice do you think that I could used, I guess, to encourage her or help her, although I know that I'm powerless in this situation besides just praying for her. And also, I'm supposed to be going to see her this weekend. My husband was a little bit concerned, but he wants me to go see her, but he was just a little bit concerned because he's like, you know, you're pregnant with my child. I'm just, you know, I don't like the idea of you going around crazy people because I don't want you to get hurt. So that's my first question. The advice, and do you think it's a safe idea for me to go see her? or, number, you know, or what you think I should do about the situation.
Number, hold on for a minute, Caroline. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, I'll respond to this, all right? Hold on for me.
Okay.
I have books that are amazing.
I didn't hear the music.
Highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success. Guy, even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them, and blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy or call 800-411-2663.
New episode of The Fallen State today. Amazing. Brand new episode. A fun episode, yet enlightening. And I think you're going to like it. Very interesting discussion with Jamie Kennedy. And Jamie is an actor, comedian, and producer. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What's important to you?
Just talking about common sense.
So are you a Christian?
I low-key believe we're in a spiritual warfare, but if you say that, people call you crazy. Do you know Baphomet? Do you know Baal?
Did you ask, do I know where the bathroom at? I saw you in a movie acting black.
I don't want to see your ass in front of Baby Gap no more, bitch.
What's wrong with the blacks?
Oh, God, here we go. Stop! Clip that. He loves white people. I'm not falling for that.
But listen, I got to put you on the hot seat.
This wasn't hot enough?
Amazing. At 12 noon Pacific time today, you don't want to miss it. And support The Fallen State while you're there. TheFallenState.tv/donate, all right? And go there and support it or on locals, locals.com. Also, at 9 a.m. this morning, the Hake, H-A-K-E report. The Hake report at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And James Hake is on fire. And then at 12 noon, thefallenstate.tv. And at 4 p.m., the American Anchor, babe. Energy given to him by God. It's amazing. You don't want he's going to be flying high with amazing conversation. At 4 p.m. Pacific time, the American Anchor, baby. And last but not least for right now, we're putting out our newsletter, our second newsletter for this year, the spring issue. And it's free, no cost to you, hardback, paperback. If you like a copy of it, of our newsletter, anywhere in the world, go to RebuildingTheMan.com/subscribe, and we'll send you a copy. But we got to find out where you want it sent to, where you want to mail it to. So go to RebuildingTheMan.com/subscribe, and hey, here's my address. Send me a copy of that amazing newsletter. Amazing. And I'll see you on Sunday at the Fellowship, RebuildingTheMan.com/church. At 11 a.m., doors open at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. And now you can watch it online. I want to go back to Caroline out of hour. And Caroline has a lesbian sister who now, according to Caroline, is thinking of committing suicide. And she want to know what to do. Caroline is pregnant. She doesn't want to really be involved, but you want to do something. Caroline.
Yes.
Why are you involved in this situation, period? Why not? Why didn't you allow your husband? Why didn't your husband take over the situation from day one?
I guess that's a good question. I guess it's, I would say just, well, one thing, when it comes to my sisters, they can be very, my sisters and I have different fathers, and so we're completely different people, and they can be very kind of, I guess disrespectful. They get into it a lot with their father. They don't have, they have an okay relationship with their father, but they haven't forgiven him. So they have a lot of anger. So I tend to not allow my sisters to want to address my husband because I don't ever want them to be disrespectful. So usually when it comes to my family, I deal with it.
But that's why you need your husband to protect you from all that. And he should be in a situation in life where there's no such thing as disrespectful. Because you are his family now. You and your husband are family, not your sister, not your mama, not your daddy, not your brother. It's you and your husband now. And he is supposed to protect you from evil.
Okay.
And as far as your sister, I would do what you want, of course. I would suggest you let your husband handle this from this point forward, especially now that you're pregnant. Okay. And I would suggest that if he wants to, it's up to him to tell her she needs to forgive, because that's what the problem is. She's not a lesbian. She just feels that way because the spirit of evil has made a home in her, and she resents her mother. Yeah. She's yearning for her father. And because she resents her mother, she's now attracted to what she hates. So I would suggest that your husband recommend to her that she forgive. And if she doesn't let her kill herself, there's nothing you can do about it.
Yes, I understand, Jesse. I agree.
Just say, you know what? The only reason you want to kill yourself is because you have anger. And you listen and worshiping the devil. You drop that anger and the devil have to leave you. But if she refused to do it, you know how God is not stopping her, right? God will let her go surrender to evil by killing herself. You should allow the same thing because that's her life, not yours.
Yes, I agree.
And
I
you
agree,
should not be feeling anything about it because we are no better than anyone else, right? And most people love living in their hell, so she may love her hell and may want to die in her hell, so let her die in her hell.
I agree, Jesse. I just kind of, I sent her one of your videos, and I just basically just tried to give her that encouragement that it's a battle in your mind and you can overcome it, you know, but I did, I talked with my husband about it. I'm like, you know, this is the fight that I can't do anything about it. All I can do is give her those words of encouragement. But other than that, you know, it's like if she decides to leave, you know, then that's just what it's going to be.
Yeah, so leave her be. Let her live her own hell. We can't change anyone. We can't force anyone to want to change. And so just leave her there to hell. Wish her well. That's your prayer. You wish her well. And let her do what she got to do. Because you can't even change your own life. I can't change. We have to let go and realize we're not in charge of anything. And so you're definitely not in charge of someone else's life.
So by you saying that, Jesse, are you saying as far as some of our family were going to go see her this weekend, is that you also saying that to just not go?
Well, that's up to you, but why do you want to go? She doesn't want to hear the truth. She's not accepting the truth. Why do you want to go?
I mean, she told me on the phone that she would try to fight after I sent her your video and things like that. She said she would try to fight, but she said that...
Fight what?
She's going to... what did you say, Jesse?
But, no, finish your point. But she said she's going to what?
She said that she's going to, like, get on meds because she's just at her last she's just on her last line and stuff like that, and she's just ready to go.
Caroline, do what you want or do what your husband tell you to do, but and make sure you're doing what you want to do because you have to live with it, right? I would recommend you back off. You can't change another person, and she'll end up destroying you and your family.
I agree, Jesse. It's like the emotional part of me wants to just go just so she, you know, knows that, you know, like I'm the oldest sister. Like, I love you. I don't want you to just take yourself out. But I agree with you. Like, the bigger part of me is like, that's the whole reason why I had to cut off a lot of, you know, visitation with her in the first place, because she became very radical, you know, feminist, man-hating, homosexual, and she started telling me that homosexuality wasn't even a sin.
But the emotional part,
so that was like the whole reason I even, you know, kind of cut that off anyway. So it's like
the emotional part of you is the hell part of you. Why are you obeying hell? Anyone that's emotional is of their father, the devil. Emotions are not of God. It gets you in trouble. It keeps you in trouble, just like you're about to do now. You're pregnant. You're about to go to visit this lady, and she doesn't want to overcome. And you're driven by emotions. That's what the devil drives human beings with, thoughts and emotions. All thoughts and all emotions are evil, the good ones and the bad ones, because the good ones is an imposter. It pretend to be good, but they're really evil.
I agree, Jesse. I agree. The bigger part of me believes that, you know, I had already decided to move on when she made her stance a long time ago, and I just want to focus on, like, I love my husband and I have a daughter.
Tell your husband to make you back off. Tell your husband to make you sit down.
Okay, I will. He would definitely agree. He said he understood why I wanted to go, but that was...
But there's no understanding of that. That's evil for you to want to go. You're on an ego trip. You're trying to pretend you have all this love for her and you just care. All you're doing is getting a thrill from it, pretending that you care when it's really just making you feel that you care. That's not real. That's not love. And if she does commit suicide, it's not your fault. That's her. That's in her. That's on her. That's the way she's decided to go with hell. And it has nothing to do with you.
Yeah, I understand. I agree.
If she decides to take the notion and jump in the ocean, ain't nobody's business if she does.
Yeah.
You got to live your life. We can't make another person change. God can't even make... God can do it if he wants to, but God's not going to make anyone change. He's going to leave you in your hell.
Yep. I agree, Jesse. I don't want to be in hell. So, yeah, I agree, because my husband was just concerned about being around a crazy person who wants to kill themselves, so he really doesn't want me to go.
Well, why don't you obey your husband?
Well, because he said it's your sister, so he's like, I'm not saying don't go, but
that's not your sister. Just because she's your blood doesn't mean she's your sister. Your real family are those who have truly returned to the Father spiritually. No one else is your family.
I understand. Well, I won't go then, Jesse.
It's up to you. I'm not telling you that. You make that decision.
And it's not you changing my mind. It's what I already knew that was my first thing. That was my first choice anyway, was just to not go, you know, to not be involved, you know. But like I said, I was allowing the emotional part of me to just be like, you know, I could possibly be the only one to be able to give her that type of encouragement.
But you have been able to help her all this time. Remember, you've been dealing with her for a long time. She only got worse, according to you. She didn't get better. Why do you think you could help her now?
That's true.
What the?
That's 100% true.
I wish you were, Caroline.
Wait, Jesse, I had another question.
Yes.
This is just pertaining to my father. So I have a good relationship with my dad. I love my dad. I guess, you know, you always talk about being close with your father. I don't believe I have any issues with the relationship of my father. I grew up, I was raised by a single mother. I've forgiven my father many, many years ago. And I just always loved my dad. My mom never really spoke bad about my father as a kid growing up. My sisters were a lot different. Everybody hated their dad. So I think that's probably why they have a angrier relationship with their father versus me and my father get along fine. He comes down to visit. I go to see him. But I guess my question is, I know you talk about being close. Is it wrong if you don't feel or if you're not like, I don't know, I guess I'm trying to think of an ideal relationship with your father because I believe our relationship is fine and I love him and we get along just fine.
Well, when I say be close, all I mean is don't be angry at him. Don't resent him. It doesn't mean you got to visit every day. You got to hang out. You got to do this or do that. It just means don't be angry at your father. Love your father. When you don't have anger, you have love. And through that, you return to God.
Okay, good. Because it's like I've always listened to you talk about that, and I believe our relationship is fine. But my father's also like a different guy. He's like a street guy. So
You don't have to make a sweet potato pie for him every week.
Okay. That's what I want to know because I'm like, man, me and my father, we kind of got different tastes. Like, he likes street and rap music. And, you know, so sometimes, like, he hates conservative. He hates Trump.
But let me just say that because of time. It doesn't mean you got to hang out with him. It just means to love him. And when you don't have the anger to what your earthly father, you love him by not being angry. Okay. And then through him, you go back to God. But it doesn't mean you got to hang out and all any of that stuff. And as far as your sister, if you got to talk to her one more time, just call her and say, hey, drop that anger, and then you'll be done. But your family is your family. It's time for you to focus on your family, obey your husband, and you will have an amazing life.
Thanks, Jesse.
I wish you well.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good day, Jesse.
You too. Amazing.
Bye.
888-7753. That's the line open. Shay is a first-time caller out of Arkansas. Better known if you join on Friday Black. It's called Arkansas. Shay, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yes, good morning.
Hey, Shay.
I was just calling to make two comments and possibly a question.
Okay.
The first comment was, remember how you had advised that you not move in with family members?
Yes.
You were so right. So I moved in with my stepfather because he had a stroke, and his mother stays with him. And, oh, my goodness, I have never seen somebody peddle misery. And she's a Bible thumper, too, on top of it.
That's even worse.
Oh, my goodness. Like, Oh, my gosh. So you were so right about that. And also, as well, you know how you advise anybody that you've had difficulty with or have resentment towards to apologize for resenting them, right?
Yes.
Well, I had, I'm sure like many other people, I had a list of people that I needed to speak to as far as that kind of thing pertained. And one of those people was my eldest son's father. And many of the people that I had to speak to and have that conversation with did way worse things than he did. And for some reason, when I went to go call him, I had the most intense thoughts. Like, Jesse, I literally felt like I wanted to throw up in the floor. And I was thinking, why am I having such intense, thought? Like, other people had did way worse, and I've already spoke to them. And the thoughts weren't that intense before I would call them, right?
Right.
So I ended up having a conversation with him, and it was one of the greatest conversations. And, of course, I didn't expect him to apologize back to me or anything like that, you know. And believe it or not, he was the only person that actually apologized back to me.
Yep.
Amazing. I was so shocked. Amazing, okay? And so what was even wilder is not even a week later, he ended up passing away.
Wow.
And that was the point in time I realized that's why the thoughts were so intense. I think that the thoughts or the wickedness that lied within the thoughts knew that that had the potential of happening, and it was trying to keep me from having that conversation because it knew that I would be very upset if that occurred and that conversation never took place.
Well, that's because not why the thoughts didn't want you to do it. The thoughts, which are evil, which is of the devil, they didn't want you to do it because they want to make a home in you. They want to stay with you and live in you and pretend to be you so they can destroy you. And they knew that when you went and apologized for being angry, that they're shining more light on the not you, on those thoughts, and they eventually going to have to depart from you. They're afraid of the light. And so that's why they were having a fit. That's why they became so intense and yelling and screaming and painful, because they didn't want any light to shine on them. That's why they did that.
Right. Well, I've been taking your advice on that probably several months before this last December, and it's been highly, highly enlightening and very, very helpful. I understand a lot better and see things a lot clearer without the emotion clouding it up
and
distorting it and things like that. As well as I said that I have a 16-year-old son with my son's father that had recently passed away. He comes from a pretty upper-class family within Arkansas, and see, I didn't come from that kind of background, and when I was younger, I was more interested in partying and stuff like that, and so he ended up living with his grandparents because his father was interested in partying as well, and so that hasn't been the case for a long minute, but I haven't been able to really have contact with him like that. And since this event has happened with his father, he has been just ultra unhinged, for better lack of a word. Like, he's becoming super physical with his grandparents or acting like he wants to behave physically towards them. And I'm just not certain what I should do.
Are you able to talk to him? Call him?
I am, yes. And
well,
He has that teenage personality, though, where everything's one answer, like, yeah, okay, all right. So it's like pulling teeth, you know?
Yeah. Well, what I recommend is, and do what you want, but I recommend that you call him up and just apologize to him for turning him away from his father, for whatever anger he has toward you, and say, you know what, son, I was wrong. I'm sorry. And then forgive your father. He did the best he could as well, so that you can feel better. And if he doesn't do it, just let him suffer in his hell. There's no more you can do about it. Are you able to hold, Shai?
Yes, sir.
Hold for me. 888-7753-773. Two more hours to go. When I come back, straight to your calls. Hake is coming in with the hake news, not the fake news, but the hake news. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get From Rage to Responsibility. I write about that go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A storm's coming in, and University Gaza drama, protest drama in America. It's disgraceful. And Me Too debunked. Harvey Weinstein knocks down one of two convictions, but he's still serving like 16 years due to a Los Angeles R-word conviction. This is the end of hour one of Get It Off Your Chest Friday, the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, April 26th, 2024 AD. The lines are full, guys. GLP will be right back to you guys, you callers. But first, fake news, not fake news. A multi-day storm, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, is set to impact millions of people in the central United States throughout the weekend. Forecasts show parts of Tejas, Texas, Missouri, and Iowa are in the pathway, direct pathway, of multiple rounds of severe thunderstorms. So have fun, people. Be safe. Dumb university protests. Un-American U.S. protests over the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, are growing in number and intensity, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. At most notable and degenerate on college campuses, at New York's Columbia University, protests began last week. The faculty senate is expected to vote today on a resolution. Maybe they've done it already, not sure. Admonishing the school's Egyptian female president, Minouch Shafik, over several of her decisions. Minouch, or Nemat is her other name. Shafik, she's faced criticism for authorizing police to shut down the student protests on campus. Good for her. Based. And they want to exhort her. On the West Coast, USC, University of Southern California down that way, down in the ghetto, on Thursday, they canceled their main commencement ceremony. Used to be known as graduation, right? Next month, citing new safety measures in place, nearly 100 people were arrested on that campus. Numerous other institutions report clashes between degenerate protesters and based police. Nice. Me Too has been debunked. CNN. Oh, no. The far-left female-run outlet The Skim also reports on this, as well as CNN. Whose conviction was overturned? Based Harvey Weinstein's. I use the term loosely. Yesterday, New York's highest court overturned the disgraced, or whatever they call him, disgraced, Hollywood producer's 2020 R-word conviction, APRA, tossing the verdict of the landmark hashtag MeToo trial. MeToo. Dozens of women's accusations against Harvey Weinstein in 2017, he's a Hollywood movie mogul, not a Christian, by the way, sparked the hashtag MeToo movement, putting a spotlight on the so-called sexual harassment that women claim to face. In a 4-3 decision, the court found that the judge who presided on the case committed an egregious error by allowing women to testify on allegations that weren't even related to the case. In the dissenting opinion, which three judges participated in, right? One judge wrote that overturning Weinstein's conviction is whitewashing the facts to conform to a he said, she said narrative, unquote. One accuser reportedly said, our truth isn't overturned. Harvey Weinstein won't be released from prison, though, because he was sentenced to 16 years in a separate R-word case, Ape Ray, in Los Angeles. Overturn that one, too, right now. New York prosecutors, they say that they plan to take up the case again. But that means Harvey Weinstein's accusers might have to retell their stories on the stand. Oh, dear me. What a mess, huh? Harvey Weinstein has maintained his innocence, and he denied any non-consensual S-word activity. Because among the liberals, consent is the only standard of morality. You can do whatever you want. Sickos, huh? Harvey Weinstein is 72 years old, by the way. Based TikTok's Chinese parent company ByteDance said Thursday They have no plans to sell the social media platform. Its first official response on the fraught issue since Crooked Joe Biden signed a bill that could lead to a nationwide ban of the popular app. ByteDance doesn't have any plan to sell TikTok, said the Beijing-based company. And I do mean based. I'm kidding around. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5773. 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. Which are you most interested in, being something or doing something? Being something or doing something? Which are you most interested in? Amazing biblical question. You could be listening to the show if you're out busy right now, making breakfast, lunch, and dinner, running around, exercising, whatever. Read your Bible. Read the Word this morning. Is it the Word? Whatever you might be doing, you could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 641-793-1500. 641-793-1500. And to donate, and we're going to get to your Super Chats. To donate and have your Super Chats read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or rebuildingtheman.com, all right? buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or rebuildingtheman.com. It's Friday. Every Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Friday. Every Friday is Express Yourself.
You charm like a mug. You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Donald Trump, while he was sitting in court yesterday, posting to Truth Social.
Truth Central.
That he is sort of like Jesus Christ.
He is.
Masks, no masks, everything you can do all you want, but you know, you still need help from the boss.
Yes.
You need help from the boss.
Amazing.
Donald Trump, who spent another religious holiday posting on Truth Social on Easter. He also shared two far-right news articles, one titled The Crucifixion of Donald Trump.
I love it.
The first person to actually criminally prosecute Donald Trump is a black Harvard grad.
Why are you all so obsessed?
My impressions of Donald Trump, you know, really being in the room with him, he's definitely bigger than you expect. He's taller than you expect.
Kind of cute. He's cute.
Donald Trump is no theologian. Not only is he not a theologian,
never claimed to be
Donald
one.
Trump is not a Christian.
Where is your faith?
What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him. If love and joy is what you're looking for, he is the one. Isn't that amazing? 888-775-3773. Let me go back to Shay. And Shay is working on herself. 16-year-old son is living with the grandparents, and he's now acting out. She want to know what to do. Hey, Shay?
Yes.
Okay. So I would just recommend do what you want about your 16-year-old son. Apologize for not being there and tell him he needs to forgive. Drop the anger so he can feel better. You understand how you feel. And really, that's all you can do at this point. He's 16 years old now.
Right. The emotions try to work their way in and be like, well, you couldn't do anything in the past, but you could try to do something now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they're lying to you. Emotions are lying to you because they're evil.
Right, right. I understand, and I totally agree. Well, I thank you so much for your help, and I really appreciate what you're doing because I think without it, I probably would have never had that conversation, and I would be way worse off and probably very upset.
Yeah.
And just in an absolute mess, truly.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
I am.
And have you forgiven your mother and father?
Yes. My mother and father both passed away.
Oh, okay.
When I was probably 16 or 17 in between, right actually as I was having my first son.
Wow, amazing.
And they passed away from drug addiction, and as well as my son's father did. So that kind of death is nothing new to me, and I'm scared. Ultimately, I'm scared that that's what's going to happen to my son because he's running around doing that kind of stuff as well, too.
Well, don't be afraid about it. Don't think about it. Nothing you can do about it. You warn him. That's all you can do. Let him know he need to drop the anger. But I want to encourage you to stay with the silent prayer. You don't have to go and apologize to anyone else. And don't identify with the spirit of anger. And I promise you, it'll be taken away from you. You're not the anger. You're not the good feelings. You're not your thoughts. You're not all this mess that's going on inside of you. And don't condemn yourself at all. You're neither a sinner nor a saint. All of your sins have been wiped away. And when you condemn yourself, you're giving life to the false self that made a home in you. You're giving life to the devil instead of to yourself. So stop it and just live your life.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome.
Also, did you say that you were looking for a new location? I think I seen during one of your bond services, you said that you were probably going to be looking for a new location for a church, if I understood it correctly.
Yeah, before the Chinese virus happened, we had gotten a notice that they were going to tear, we're leasing right now, right? And so they were going to tear this building down and they were going to build an apartment complex or something. But then the Chinese virus hit, and then so everything stopped. Because we were going to buy in L.A., Orange County, somewhere around here in California. And then when the Chinese virus thing settled down, the economy went bad. And so we were going to move to Florida. So right now we just kind of have it on hold until we can see what to do.
You should check out some spaces in Arkansas. I know our governor in the city I live in, a Chinese company tried to buy some land, and they actually got their payment through and stuff like that, and people within the city were complaining, and it got the governor's attention, and she basically, I don't know how she did it, but she got them to unbuy, if that makes sense.
Nice.
She kind of took it away from them, and I know that Florida probably needs some help with a lot of things that you could offer them, but we got a mess going on down here for real. we would love to have you down here. I'm sure of it.
Well, I'll definitely smoke on it. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you so much, Jesse.
All right. Shay, stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with it. Do not give up. Stand present. You'll see that God is with you. And when the old you disappear, the real you will appear. You'll be fine.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much, Jesse.
You're welcome. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Is it Who's this on one show? Ty, a first-time caller out of Louisiana. Ty, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Ty.
It's great to be on the air. Thank you. Thank you for everything you do. I don't really know where to start. I've been a listener for about a year, a little less. And when I first started listening, there were lots of things that you say that kind of catch my ear. And I don't want to believe them right away. They're hard for me to take in. For example, the devil is the woman's god. All thoughts are all lies. Bible thumpers worship Satan. Human beings don't have love. All these things, they're big, large terms. And I sit with them, have a wait and see, and I smoke on them. And then they'll start to come true, or I'll start to see them as truth. More recent one that's brought me in conflict is the comparison Trump to Jesus Christ. I just have trouble with that. I will smoke on it and have a wait and see. But my question is, have you seen like maybe two versions of Trump? Like the first one, he was kind of like an internet troll, like, and he would just be a jerk to people. And that was mainly the main thing people had against him. But this new version of Trump, he's kind of calmed down. Maybe he's been listening to your show, and he sort of lets his enemies make fools of themselves. So I would say he is definitely displaying more Christ-like more Christ-like attitude now. But I wonder, like, why is it that you want to compare him to Jesus, and is it necessary? Because he is the great white hope, and I'm going to vote for him. But maybe he doesn't need to be compared to Jesus. I don't know. Can you talk more about that?
And so your question is, what about Trump and Jesus comparison?
I guess it just doesn't feel quite right. I don't know if I've seen the newer version of Trump enough, but like I said, I'm gonna vote for him, and I don't know anybody personally.
But your question about Trump and Jesus is what?
Yeah. How do you think he's like Christ?
Oh, okay. Number one, he doesn't get angry, so he doesn't judge his fellow man. Number two, he go through situations without murmuring and complaining. He deal with the issues that come. He overcome them. He tell the sea to be still, and he overcome the sea, overcome the water. And number two, his enemies are coming out of the woodwork, even in his family and everywhere, to try to stop him. And that's what the devil does. When the devil can't control you, he works through other people to try to stop you. And yet he's able to endure because he understands that he's dealing with evil and that it's not the people themselves, but it's the evil in the people. So he's dealing with life on the inside and the false life on the outside.
That's awesome. I hope that's true. I hope he actually does see it that way.
Isn't that the life of Jesus?
Yeah. As you describe the way you present overcoming the world, I do find is the most like the Jesus that I know spiritually. I came up in church hearing Jesus pitched a million different ways to me, but I'm not big into going to church, but I definitely would love to have a conversation about Jesus Christ to anyone. But the way that the American Western Christianity is kind of running amok as a counterfeit.
Western Christianity do not believe in Jesus. They believe about Jesus.
I believe that.
Because they're very
weak. Absolutely.
But let me ask, when I say what manner of man is this, referring to Trump? Even the wind, the rain and wind obey him. What do you think about that?
Well, that makes me think of when Jesus calmed the sea. And so I see that you're speaking and that it's spiritual, that the storm in front of Donald Trump is what he needs to calm. And I do believe he's the best candidate.
Doesn't he tell us. he tell the wind and sea to be still, and doesn't it obey him?
I don't know about that. I know that when he
look
when
how
he first,
interested people are in all people are interested in Donald Trump. His enemies study him. They keep their eyes on him. They analyze how he sit, how he stand, how he walk, what he look like, all kinds of stuff. And the folks that love him analyze him all the time as well. I mean, that was the last person I know that they did that to was Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Do you believe that you're able to tell the wind and sea to be still?
In my own life?
Yes.
Kind of waking up now, I've learned to the storm in my life happens in my thoughts. So you've taught me to just watch the thoughts, and by watching them, they lack power over me.
And so, do you believe you're able to tell the wind and storm to be still?
Yes.
And it will obey you?
Yes.
Isn't that like Jesus Christ?
Yes.
So aren't you comparing yourself to Jesus?
Amen. Jesus gives me the power to be able to do that. That's good. That's good. Thank you.
So are you comparing yourself to Jesus?
No, but...
But why not?
Jesus, because it was Jesus that gave us the power to overcome, and I didn't
Jesus
give anyone
didn't
the
give
power
you the
to
power
overcome.
To overcome.
He didn't?
God gave you the power to overcome. God gave Jesus the power. Jesus did not have his own power. He said, the Father in me is doing it.
That's good. I hear you. Awesome.
And you remember in the boat, when Jesus up talking to the guys and the disciples in the boat there, they're like, oh, we love you, Jesus. You're something else. They bump fists. They high five. They gave the Hitler sign. And... They're like, you the man. And Jesus, like, all right, enough. I had enough wine and stuff. I'm going to sleep. And Jesus laid down to take a nap. And when he did, the wind and sea rose and it started to really shake the boat. And he's like, Jesus, wake up. I know you're feeling good because you're high, but wake up. And Jesus, like, what? What? The boat's shaking. And Jesus told the wind and sea to be still. And Jesus like, you know what? Y'all could have done the same thing. Why didn't you just do it? And so,
where is your faith?
Was Jesus compare them to him?
Would Jesus compare them to him?
Was Jesus comparing the disciples to him when he told them the same thing he had done that they can do it?
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Was Jesus comparing the disciples to him?
I think, yes, the way you're describing it.
And so why are you afraid to do that?
That's a good point.
No, that was a
why
question.
Why am I afraid? Right. why am I afraid to compare myself to Jesus? Is that what you asked?
Yes.
Because I don't think Jesus is anything like me. Like, Jesus is just better and infinitely.
Why would you judge Jesus better than you?
Because he's the Son of God, and he showed us the way. He is the way.
And you're not?
No one's going to get to the Father through me.
Are you the Son of God?
No.
You're not the Son of God?
No.
Whose son are you?
His name was Terry. He was a drug addict. And he didn't raise me. My mother raised me. My mother raised me and my two brothers. And she was really good, and that was the first hardest thing to adopt of your teaching, is that my mom was evil. But I've gone to her, and I asked her, like, do you think Dad left you and that maybe he wasn't leaving us? And the excuse has always been that he got addicted to drugs. But then I know that my mother has had two other marriages, and they both left her.
Well,
she
held
the pain. I've seen the pattern. Yeah. I've seen the pattern, right. And that was all I had. I didn't have a father figure raising me. So now you're talking about me needing to forgive my mother for raising me in her image. That makes a lot of sense to me. Because I didn't know why I was resenting her. I just knew it was there. I didn't mean to get off on this trail. I just wanted to get clarification.
Have you forgiven her?
Not directly, as you say. Why not? I haven't gone to her and had the conversation.
Why you haven't?
Because I don't want what I think I know is going to happen, which is her to be like, well, I did everything I could. Didn't you know I did everything I could?
Why do you care about that? She's supposed to. She's the mother, not you.
That's right. That's
so why do you care about that?
I was going to say I don't want to shatter her life view, but maybe she does. It does need to be shattered because she doesn't have perfect peace. She doesn't have the peace.
Right. She's already shattered. If she's going to say, well, I did this for you, that means her life is shattered, and she doesn't want to see that.
Understand.
She wasn't doing you a favor when she fed you and raised you. She was supposed to. You didn't tell her to make no baby.
I hear you.
That's you were not doing
you make me
your
laugh
favor.
Every day.
What?
I appreciate it. You make me laugh every day. Like I listen while I'm working. I'm a welder, and I try to be there with my friends that I work with, and they tell me about their problems, and I try to tell them about you. I write your name down on a piece of paper, say, "Go listen to this guy," and people want it or they don't. You know?
Yeah, that's right. Why do you say you're not a son of God?
Now I would believe that Jesus has made me a son of God.
Why do you say you're not a son of God?
I haven't let go of my ego yet. I haven't died from my ego yet.
But your ego is not you. That's the spirit of Satan inside of your mind and emotion. It's not you. Why do you identify with that as you?
That's great. I shouldn't be.
No, it was a question.
Why am I? It's what I'm used to. It's what I know.
I understand. Yeah. But you're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. You're not your body. You're not anything that you've done all your life was never you. It was this thing working through you that made you think and do what it did through you. It was never you. Why do you call it your ego and you?
I'm in a fallen state. I think that what you're saying right now is what's called the good news. Like, it's called the good news, the gospel. And I just don't know many people running up to the churches trying to get that good news, you know. But what you're speaking of actually has set me free in the year that I've listened to you. So I'm just going to keep listening. This is my first time calling in.
What do you think about knowing that you are not a sinner?
It's a thought.
And you have never sinned.
Have I sinned?
What do you think when you hear me tell you that, Trey, you're not a sinner and you have never sinned? I mean, Ty, all your sins have been wiped away. You're not a sinner. What do you think about that? And I'm telling you the absolute truth. What do you think about that?
I think that's what I would call the good news now, and more people need to hear that.
We talk about you, though.
Okay. It makes me continue to listen to what you have to say. I listen every day, and so I'm on my journey waking up. And that is what you're talking about is a big part of it, is a big step in it, is stop identifying with the guilt that I've carried because I'm guilty for this, that, and the other.
But you're not guilty of anything.
I believe that because it is finished, as Jesus said on the cross. This is new to me, Jesse, and maybe many of the listeners do find it new because you have a different message, and it's very refreshing. I love how church works for you guys. Like, it's more of, why do we go to church, an average church, and watch one guy give his spiel on something? You kind of bring it in as a conversation, and I love that. It's just, it's very different, and I'm sure you know it's different.
It's real fellowship.
Real fellowship.
It's what Jesus Christ did when he walked the earth and he met with the people. He found out what was the problem. Hey, what's the problem? And they would tell him, and he would show them, he would heal them by pointing them back to the source, the healer, which was Christ working, which was God working in Christ. It wasn't Christ. It was God working in him. And the same God that dwells in Christ dwells in you.
That's awesome. The power that Christ had, though, was because he didn't have, he wasn't from a seed of a father. His father, he could say wholeheartedly and truthfully that it was God. He didn't have a father.
But though you came from an earthly father, you have it too. The only, and as soon as you drop the judgment, drop the anger, your heart is clean and you're free. You're back with the Father.
Amazing.
You just got to drop the anger, that's all. Forgive your mother. Your mother did the best she could, but she was not an angel. Well, she was an angel, but the angel of the devil.
I watched a Fallen State episode yesterday. The guy called his wife an angel, and he said, "Is she an angel of the devil or an angel of God?" It's so good. I don't want to tie up your.
Yeah,
mind.
I got to run. Stay with the side of
prayer. Question.
I'm sorry.
One question.
Yes.
You got a 24-hour bond program. What is the middle of the night on a Tuesday look like? Like 12 a.m. What's going on at that time?
It looked like I'm sleeping.
No, for the Bond Network. Who's
what's
on the
going
air
on at 12?
While you're sleeping?
Nobody's streaming at that point right now.
No one is streaming
I just mean, don't you want a 24-hour bond network?
Not necessarily.
Oh, I thought you did. I'm sorry. I was
no.
Mistaken.
Oh, you mean the radio network?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, we haven't gotten up to the 24-hour yet. I have a couple new people I'm gonna be adding soon. So we have Hake right after my show at 9 a.m. Pacific time, 9 to 11.
Yeah, good hair.
And then the guy with the good hair. Then we have Joel Friday. What color is Joel Friday?
He black.
And then at 12 we have the Anchor Baby. And so
energy on loan from God.
That's right. And so we're not up there until the 24-hour yet. One person at a time, one step at a time.
I'll be there. I appreciate you, Jesse. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. Stay with it.
Right.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Bye. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super.
Super chats.
Urinal chills yesterday. There were several that we didn't get to yesterday, super chats. He's a subscriber, monthly supporter on Rumble, Jesse Lee Peterson Rumble.
You got to know how to Rumble. Thank you.
Organ donor. I used to be. Doctors that could save you would kill you for your body part or eyeball. He said a private part. Terrible.
Amazing. Thank you.
Stan 69 gave a diamond. The Jews ordered Jesus to be crucified. Pure evil, he says.
Amazing. They couldn't see. Amazing. Thank you.
Big Daddy Trump bought a coffee. You say when you're unsure, do nothing. Wait and see.
Right.
I've been doing the silent prayer, remaining present, ego death for 18 months now. I've stayed at my job hearing you say do nothing until it's clear, but nothing is clear or shown a better path. Should I stay and keep doing nothing? What am I doing wrong?
At the job.
And why am I not being shown a better path? Thank you and all the crew at Bond. He doesn't say whether he's doing nothing at the job or doing
about,
the job.
Are you talking about at the job or working on your inner self? Make that a little clear. I'm not clear. Thank you.
Because you know you should be working on your job when you're at your job.
Right. Yeah, you work on your job.
Don't be playing like you don't know you're supposed to be doing your job when you're at your job.
Do your job. You got to do your physical stuff. I'm not talking about that. It's spiritual.
Mike,
right, thank you.
Mike Young bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, thanks for the video about the... Oh, yeah, I read this one about the African-American history studies
Oh yeah.
the other day's very
thank
heated
you, Mike.
Debate. WD41 with three diamonds saying, God bless Jesse and the crew.
Thank you.
On DLive.
Amazing.
Shout out to the top contributors yesterday. WD41, Evgeny Crosby, Stan69, Aries1, and all the supporters in the DLive crew yesterday.
Thank you. Thank you. Let me take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Back in a moment. Thank you. Bye. Bye. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Mamma Mia, quick reminder for personal shout outs. Personal shout outs, go to Cameo. Birthday shout outs, weddings, anniversary, congratulations. You crossed the borders illegal, now you're here to stay, whatever. Personal shout out, encouragement, I'll do them for you. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson and check out our merch. Amazing merch at rebuildingtheman.com/store. At rebuildingtheman.com/store. Mugs, hoodies, t-shirts, tote bags, no such thing as racism. I wear the shirts all over the wall going up. Never, ever, 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 but never tell a woman your problems. Stop having sex out of wedlock. Beta Bell! Fallen Messiah. Big Mama Michelle. What's up? And guess what? The American Tar Baby's back. We can now, it was banned at one time. And we're going to show you here in a minute. The shirt is back. The Amazing Tar Baby. So go to rebuildingtheman.com/stores. All right? rebuildingtheman.com/stores. And last but not least for now, check out my books. Amazing books. I highly recommend them. I highly recommend them. From Rage to Responsibility. That was my first book, From Race to Responsibility. And then Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America. And they still were doing it then, and they're doing it now. Even though some blacks are starting to wake up, and they're going like, what the? And then the 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family Financial Success Guide. which is a little small pocket guy. We use it in our entrepreneur program. It's good if you have a job, if you want to start a business, or you're already in a business. You can carry it around. You can throw it in a car seat. You can put it in your wallet, your purse, your back pocket, and carry it anywhere. But you got to do it. The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family and Financial Success Guide. I highly recommend it. And I bring everything home. Everything home in the antidote. The antidote, healing America from the poison of hate, pain, and victimhood. Look at all the empty medication bottles or pill bottles around me. You got a healer. You need the pills no more. The antidote. So go to rebuildingdemand.com, rebuildingdemand.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I will sign them, all right, to whomever you like. Thank you in advance. Let me go to the quick phone. TJ is a first-time caller out of South Carolina. TJ, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, sir.
So I want to start out with saying I saw your content like a year ago. It just popped up randomly, like clips, and I was like, who is this guy? Like, it's just so funny. I was like, I know nothing about you. So I started watching. I was like in a dark place. I mean, I was a mess for many years, in my opinion. But
what a mess.
I was like listening to your content and you started talking about forgiving your mother and all that stuff. And I was like, well, I'm like super angry and stuff, but I don't really have like anger towards my mom. At least that's what I thought. I was like, I have no problems with my mom or anything. And then like, I slept on it a little bit, and I was like, wait, hold up. Yeah, I do. Like, I started, like, see it, and I've been smoking pot, as you call it, for years. And I finally forgave her, and I have a great relationship. She actually handled it, like, really well, and everything got better from that point. And I'm a lot less angry, but the thing is, I keep falling into, like, the same stuff. Like, for years, like, the partying, the drinking, the hanging out. And that's, like, kind of became, like, my thing, if that makes sense. And then, like, that none of that stuff even makes me, like, feel good anymore. I just keep doing it. I don't know why. Like, I'm not angry. I don't know. I'm confused. I don't know. I was wondering if you had any comments about that.
Oh, okay. Have you forgiven your father as well?
Yeah, we have a great relationship, too.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here's what I recommend. I want you to give this a good try, too, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I recommend you keep doing the silent prayer and just watch those thoughts. When the thought comes to say, hey, there's a party down the road, get high and go. I want you to watch that. And when you see it, don't do it right away. Don't just jump up and do it. But let's say it gets so strong, you hear the music all the way down the road. And the thoughts, which are evil and not your own, they say, hey, look, that party's jumping. Go, go, go. And let's say you feel like you just can't help it. I want you to be aware of yourself rolling up the joint, going into under the bed to get it, rolling it up. Be aware of yourself smoking it, but do not judge yourself. Have no opinion about it. Don't call it good. Don't call it evil. Don't fight against it by giving it a title or anything. If you do that, I promise you, the appetite will be taken away. The thoughts will become less, and the appetite will be taken away. You got to stop fighting with it and just overcome it.
That makes sense. I mean, I can already feel, like, the cravings, like, are getting less and less.
Yes.
The only thing is, like, it's so weird. Like, whenever I know, I've heard you talk about this, whenever I, like, tell myself I'm not going to do it, next thing you know, I'm smoking, like, 30
yes,
minutes
sir.
Later.
Never, ever, ever. Never, 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 ever, 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 as long as you walk this earth, never say what you're not going to do. You're setting yourself up to do it.
That makes sense.
You are setting yourself, because there is no you saying that. That's the devil saying that through you. And he's lying. He makes you think you can play God by saying what you're not going to do. What you say you're not going to do is exactly what you're going to do. So never say it. Don't say you are going to do it, and don't say you're not going to do it. You just live.
Yeah, and the weird thing is, like, just for years, I would be so excited. Like, the weekends would come around, be like, oh, it's time to do this, that, just the same thing. And now it's like, I still have all these, like, great friends that I'm friends with, and they still, you know, they seem like they still love doing that. And it's almost like, I don't know, like, I don't, it, the more I, like, get away from it, it's like this weird battle. It's like, I don't want to, like, give up that, like, identity, but I don't even have fun, like, doing this stuff anymore. It's so
right.
Weird. Like,
it's been taken away from you, man. The light is shining on the darkness, and the darkness is being taken away from you. That's why it's getting that way, because the thing that has been controlling you all your life is losing control. It was never you. It was those were never your thoughts. Those were never your desires. They were never your feelings. It's always been a fake you inside of you, but you just didn't know it at the time. You thought it was you. It's losing grip on you now by you seeing what's going on. So be patient. You're on your way.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, I've been watching a lot recently. I'm going to continue to watch. You've helped me a lot, so I just wanted to say thank you. I'm going to stick with it, try to just stop these same habits I keep doing, but I'll again, call again if
yeah,
I find something wrong.
Again, don't fight with it, though. Just watch it. Don't fight when you're watching the false you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. You're not your body. You're not an addict. You're not a drug addict. You're not an alcoholic. Don't call yourself anything anymore, because you're giving life to illusions when you call yourself that. If you call yourself an alcoholic, that's a false illusion. It's not who you are, but you're giving it life because you're calling it you. If you call yourself a weed head or something, don't do that anymore. Do not call yourself anything.
Okay. That makes sense. I appreciate it.
Let me know how it goes.
For sure. All right. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to L out of Pennsylvania. Let's see here. There's one line open, post. L, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well.
All right, I'm going to get right to it. So I forgave my mom and dad like a while back, a couple of years ago. And this February, I went to jail, and I called my dad to tell him, because my boss, he wasn't answering the phone for some reason.
So I don't blame him. You're calling from jail. I wouldn't answer either.
He ended up saying he ain't know who it was when I got out. But I called my dad. I told him, I was like, could you call my boss to tell him I'm gonna be back in a couple of days? And my dad's like, he just started getting angry. Like, oh, yeah, I told you to stop playing with these white folks. And can you see how this make me feel? And I was like, how you feel is on you.
That's right.
And then so he did that for me. He called my boss. But then I called him again and see how everything went. He's like, yeah, your mother said you've been disrespectful. And he just saying all this crazy stuff. And when I got out, my mom ended up calling me, and she was like, I asked her, I was like, did you tell my dad I was being disrespectful to you? And she was trying to make up excuses. So I was just like, basically, he ended up calling her, I guess, when I was in jail and telling her I was in jail. And I'm thinking, like, it ain't had nothing to do with her. Why would you do that?
That's right.
And, so I told her, look, I'll call you when I want to talk to you. Don't contact me no more. I'm going to block you. And I didn't,
amazing.
I didn't say anything.
Alpha male.
I didn't say anything to my dad. But when the eclipse happened, he texted me something like, I guess he thought it was going to be the end of the world. I don't know. He just texted me like, oh, I love you or something. I told him I love him too. But this happened in February. It's kind of been on and off my mind. But I was just wondering, like, should I kind of address him about that? Like, why would you do that? Or should I just leave it alone? I don't know if it's the thoughts like that's keep reminding me about it.
About why he called your mother?
Yeah, and God and like told her like
absolutely.
That.
I would have a talk with him. Don't argue with him though. Don't try to prove. Just say, you know what? You're my father. I called you and I told you something happened with me. You called my mother. Why would you do that? That's between the two of us. Absolutely, and then be done with that issue. Be done with it after that.
I appreciate that, Jesse, because it definitely it happened 2 months ago. But you know how the thoughts sometimes. I mean, I wasn't sure if it was something I needed to handle. Why it kept because it kept coming to my mind. Like, I'm not angry at him or anything, right, or her.
Yeah.
I was just wondering.
Yeah, have a conversation with your father and just let him know all your life he's been sending you to your mother. And it's time for him to grow up, too.
Right, right.
I wish you well, L. Let me know how it goes.
All right, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
And stay with it, buddy. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir. I had a counseling. I'm using a different name, but I had a counseling session with you about, remember I called you about should I do the HVAC trade?
Never ask a black man if he remembers.
All right. I appreciate you, Jesse.
All right. Did you do the HVAC?
I'm still, I've just been calling around. I ain't go to the school. I just been calling around trying to see if I can get the trade without going to the school.
It seemed to be a nice trade to have, too, if you do get it.
Yeah, they only want $26,000. So if I can't, I'll just do that. I've been doing all right, though, right now. But
right on.
Like you said, get to work with your hands and, you know, just get a trade under your belt.
That's right. 100%. All right, man. Let me know how it goes, all right?
All right. Thanks, Jesse.
You're welcome, buddy. 888-7753-773. Super Chat.
Super Chat. Super Chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, someone bought three saying, thank you for what you do, sir. Are we supposed to give tithes and offerings?
Yes, to bond. But give what you can. Don't feel like I gotta give 10%. Give what you can. Pay your bill. Put food on your table and give what you can. You should give back because we got to help others as well. So absolutely, but give what you can. Don't be guilty of some preacher telling you, you got to give 10%. It's not true. Give what you can, and when you do, keep it a secret, and you will be rewarded secretly. It'll be amazing. Thank you.
Steve bought five coffees. Hey, Jesse, I'm starting to feel the excitement in the air. It's getting closer to July, a.k.a. White History Month. American flag emojis. I hope you and your staff are having have a wonderful weekend. Looking forward to fellowship this Sunday.
You too. Thank you. It's in the air. It's everywhere. Ooh, baby, you're leaving me. I can feel it in my bones. Anytime you'll be gone. Ooh, baby, I'm losing you. Remember that song?
I
don't want to lose you. Remember that song?
No.
Huh?
No.
Really? Daryl, type me. You remember that song? It's in the air. It's everywhere. Ooh, baby. I'm losing you. I don't want to lose you.
It's a great song.
What a life.
Joel, like, no way. You made that up.
No, I've heard of it. I've heard that.
I can feel it
refrain.
In my bones. In a day, you'll be gone. Joel Friday, mm-hmm. James L-Y-I-N, Lyon.
James Lyon.
You know what I said? They ain't lying. I believe it's the Temptations.
It might say it one more time.
I believe it's the Temptations. Yeah, it's the Temptations.
Let's get it one more time. I think that's really your range right there.
I could feel it. Oh.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Ooh, baby. Of another man.
That's copyright.
Oh, we can't play that.
What the? Okay, it's worth it. It's worth it. Keep it rolling.
What the?
Stop. What are you doing?
Stop. What are you
Says
doing?
Nick.
Yeah, we can. That's copyright. Sorry, Temptation. We're not copyrighting, okay? Huh?
Nobody?
James.
Oh, you did it?
I don't know.
I just said it because I didn't want to get blamed.
What the? Stop it.
All right.
But thank you. I appreciate it.
Nice. Steve.
I can feel it in the air.
You almost got me in trouble with Nick.
It's everywhere.
No More Thoughts bought you a coffee.
We'll have Sean take it out or something.
I doubt it'll flag it. Jesse, I forgave my parents about a year ago and do the silent prayer morning and night. Is there something more I could do that would be beneficial? I can't seem to shake the anger. I see it, but more anger keeps coming.
Just watch and don't call it you. When you forgave, you were separated from the spirit of anger. And now it's going to try to deceive you to make you think it's you because it wants life. Don't give it life. Just watch it. And don't call it you, and it will, because it's evil. It's a spirit, dark spirit, in the mind and emotions. Let it pass. Don't call it you. Stay with the prayer. Just watch. There's nothing else to do but watch. You want to become an observer of life, not a creator of life. Just watch. You'll be fine. Thank you.
Gregatron bought a coffee. Nice seeing Sean open the show this week. It was refreshing. Also, that man was not beta for not helping that woman who was being mugged. I learned, do not help people. But if you do it at your own risk, sometimes you can make things worse. It isn't worth risking your life. The superhero in me wants to help, but I can't save everybody.
My producer opened up for me the other day. Sean. And he was only supposed to do 30 minutes, but I was doing an interview, and it went a little longer. And he did the whole hour, and he did an amazing. He was so comfortable and relaxed, and appeared to be at least, and did an amazing job for just out of nowhere for the first whole hour, 1 hour. That was amazing. And we did this story where this young guy was sitting in a park, was seen to be a park, and this girl was attacked by some guy taking her phone. And the young guy just sitting there looking at it, eventually he took off. And I can't blame him. I would have done the same thing. I think I would have to be in there to know for sure. But nowadays, if you try to help, you're getting in trouble. Not the criminal, but you. So isn't that funny? Not funny, but interesting that they have set it up that way, that you can't even help one another in a criminal or a crime situation. That's what you're referring to. Thank you.
Over on Rumble, a Rumble rant from Dawn. Biblical question. Which are you most interested in?
Which are you most interested in? Being something or doing something?
I'm most interested in being something. Still and know God. But that is doing something, so it's a wash. My answer is nothing. I'm going to sit here in silence and let God be and do all for me. Donnie Girl's idea.
Repeat that.
I'm most interested in being something, still and know God. Right. Be still and know God.
Oh, okay.
But that is doing something, so it's a wash. My answer is nothing. I'm going to sit here in silence and let God be and do all for me.
Nice. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Seeker bought a coffee. I used to think that criminals were the bad, rotten elements of society, drug dealers and such. Then one day I was in the office amidst a gossip session going on behind me. I realized I was surrounded by criminals of the worst kind. There was no difference. I was no different than a criminal making his living, just different surroundings.
Right on. Absolutely. Anyone, it doesn't matter the color, the so-called status, where you live, male or female, anyone that has anger is a criminal. Anyone that has anger is killing Christ over and over again. You're a criminal. And it doesn't matter. You can be a gossiping criminal, a revengeful criminal, a jealous criminal, or envious criminal. Anyone that has anger is a criminal. Isn't that deep?
Indeed.
And you're not to be trusted. Yes.
Chuck B70 said, "What's wrong with the blacks?"
What's wrong with the black?
He's a monthly supporter of
Rumble. They are angry. They need to drop the anger. That's the only thing wrong. I got to take a break. One more hour to go. Thank you for your super chat. Hank is coming in with the hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
Watch the door plug on Boeing's Starliner spaceship. Hope it doesn't pop off. They're making spaceships now. And I have some communist wealth gap propaganda for you. Racism. What a mess. And some Hamas hostage drama. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday, AD 2024, April 26th. Stay tuned for hour three, last hour of JLP, coming right up, right back to your calls. There are the lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to you. But first, hate news, not fake news. And we'll also get to the rest of the super chats. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show today is thehakereport.com. No Joel Friday TV on Friday, at least I don't believe at this point. Maybe someday soon, who knows? Joel Friday TV is live Monday through Thursday, right after Hake at 11 Pacific time, and then American Anchor Baby Monday through Thursday at 12 Pacific time. But on Fridays, he's live at about 4 p.m. for Nick's stream, so join him on his airline flight. It is an experience. It is a highlight of the week. And of course, we have The Fallen State at noon Pacific time today, thefallenstate.tv, Church with Jesse Lee Peterson on Sunday. And the next week, I think, is the men's forum, first Thursday of the month, guys. So make sure you check out rebuildingtheman.com/church after the weekend. Cool. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports Boeing Starliner spacecraft is preparing for a historic astronaut launch after years of delays and setbacks. Long-awaited mission on track to carry two NASA astronauts. NASA does not mean lies, they say. Suni Williams and Butch Wilmore to the International Space Station. If successful, the Starliner will join SpaceX's Crew Dragon spacecraft in making routine trips to the space station, keeping the orbiting outpost fully staffed with astronauts from NASA and its partner space agencies. The mission is scheduled to take off from Florida as soon as May 6th, but NASA administration emphasized the launch will take place when we're ready. All right, when we're good and ready, that's when we'll do it. Boeing's space division operates separately from its embattled commercial airline team, so you don't have to worry about door plugs popping off, hopefully. And they don't have DEI in the space program. Or do they? Who knows? And DEI may not have been the problem. Who knows, right? Just lower standards for all. Officials at NASA and U.S. aerospace giant have routinely sought to make that distinction. Anyway, here's your communist female policies wealth gap propaganda. New research, according to the far-left female-run outlet The Skim, says that white families had an average of $1.4 million compared to black, quote-unquote, families, roughly $211,000 back in 2022, pushing the average wealth gap to about more than $1 million. Hispanic families, so-called families, a lot of them broken, had an average of about $227,000. This quote-unquote report was from the Urban Institute, a nonpartisan think tank run by a bunch of women, none of them normal white, by the way, mostly sort of mixed POC-looking gals, focused on economic and social policy research. They blamed the gap between white and black families, quote-unquote families, white families are more together than black, by the way, on the stubborn legacy of racist housing policies, they claim. And this is from NBC News promoting this junk. As many families, wealth comes from home ownership. What a mess. The Skim also talks about stocks tumbling yesterday after a U.S. reported a slowdown in the economy's growth. Yeah, that's right. I heard that it only rose by a piddly 1.6% in the first quarter. A measly 1.6%. All pathetic, just like the U.S. baby birth rate, which was very low, it reported last year. Interest rates hovering at a two-decade high. Thanks, Obama slash evil Biden. What a mess, huh? Sick. There's some Hamas hostage drama. 18 countries calling for the release of hostages. The United States and 17 other countries came together to demand Hamas release all the Israeli hostages being held in Gaza. A lot of them maybe have died or something. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show. Amazing, 3 hours already. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, my biblical question, which are you most interested in, doing something or being something? Doing something or being something? That's a very, very good question. Doing something or being something? You can listen to the show if you're busy and you can't sit right now and watch it. Of course, podcast all the shows. But you could be listening while you're running around. And then while you're running around, you may miss a few things because of whatever, right? You still can podcast. But call the listen line on your cell phone or iPad at 641-793-1500. 641-793-1500. And follow us on social media. I don't mention that a lot now. Like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe, and blah, blah, blah. JLP on Talk, JLP Talk on X, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. We are on rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And Cozy, COZY.TV, where Christ is King. Cozy. And I do appreciate it. It's Friday. And every Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Day. Every Friday is Express Yourself.
You, Tom, like a mug. You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Donald Trump, while he was sitting in court yesterday, posting to Truth Social.
Truth Central.
That he is sort of like Jesus Christ.
Masks, yeah, no masks, everything you can do what you want. But, you know, you still need help from the boss.
That's right.
We need help from the boss.
Donald Trump, who spent another religious holiday, posting on Truth Social on Easter. He also shared two far-right news articles, one titled The Crucifixion of Donald Trump.
Deep.
The first person to actually criminally prosecute Donald Trump is a black Harvard grad.
Why are you all so obsessed?
My impressions of Donald Trump, you know, really being in the room with him, he's definitely bigger than you expect. He's taller than you expect.
Kind of cute. He's cute.
Donald Trump is no theologian. Not only is he not a theologian, Donald Trump is not a Christian.
Where is your faith?
There you go. What manner of man is this? The wind as he obey him. What manner of man is this? The wind as he obey him. If peace and love and joy is what you're looking for, he's the one. Let's die on Calvary. He's the one that died for you and me. Amazing. The most studied man on earth. Everybody wonder what the? Even his enemies. Satan is wondering, why can't I defeat this man? Remember that bitch in New York? What's her name? The one that tried to take his property and put his billboard. What's her name? Letitia James. She was sure she was about to put the lock and change on his business. She sat on the front row during the hearing and had a smirch. She campaigned on going after the Great White Hope. And look what happened. What manner of man is this? What manner of man is this? And the thing about it, the same power, the same energy, the same love that's in Donald Trump is in all of us. If you're willing to drop your anger, stop playing God. Stop playing God. What's her name again? Somebody need to ask Letitia Jane, how's your little business going? How is it? I want to play this for you, then I get to your calls. In the first hour, I reported on from our way back archives about single mothers. And it was a documentary called 1982 Special Report, Single Mothers. This documentary dives into the reason behind the growing number of single women choosing to have children and examine the impact of their decision. Reporter Donna Martin visited five women from diverse backgrounds in the Baltimore/Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, all of whom made the decision to become single mothers. What a bad decision. They made the decision to become a single mother. These women openly discussed the economic and emotional realities of raising a child alone. So I played the first mother and son in the first hour. If you didn't hear that, you can podcast that. How come, Sean? Oh, so I'm going to go to, here's Karen and Jonathan. Karen was sloppy with her birth control because she wanted to be a mother. Watch this from way back. Archives.
Karen works 6 days a week as a nurse, and she is the mother of two-year-old Jonathan. When she first found out she was pregnant, she told her family and friends it was an accident. She admits now she was sloppy with birth control because she wanted a baby.
I always wanted to be a parent because I thought raising a child was a very important part of life. I did not grow up wanting to be a single parent, but there were no prospects of marriage, and I was getting older. And in my 20s, I had put 35 as a cutoff date because I didn't want to be 40 years old and having my first child. To me, having a child was more important than being married.
She's listened to the devil. He made her think that. Really, those ideas came from, it's like the ideas come to men now. They want, oh, I need to get a wife. I need to be married with a family. Those ideas are from the devil. They are not true. They're just not true. This woman got the same ideas from the same devil. Karen talked about her anger toward her own mother. Watch this.
This baby, he looked exactly the way I was. He was only 6 pounds. I don't like real big babies. He had hair. I don't like bald babies. So he was exactly what I had pictured if I could have said what I wanted. He was beautiful in the hospital, never cried. I thought, oh, it's all coming true. I got home, I walked in the door, and he started. And, of course, I had my mother telling me what to do, and an aunt who's raised 7, my sister who has none. I thought, my God, what have I done? What have I done?
You mentioned to
the
devil.
I really am angry at my mother for not really telling me what it was really like. She made it look so easy that's the way I thought it was going to be. And it wasn't, and it isn't. It's hard.
And it wasn't easy for your mother either. She listened to the devil. The devil gave her those ideas. I promise you that. Oh, have a baby. The devil tell men and women, oh, the next step is to get married. And you walk right into more hell. And Karen goes on to say that she didn't want her father in the child's life. She didn't want his father in the child's life. Watch this from way back.
Karen didn't want Jonathan's father to be part of their lives. She's proud she can support herself and her son, though she works overtime to do it. She does get
That's
help from
evil.
Her family, which makes it easier to cope.
He's got a lot of role models. I've got a father, 2 brothers, and a brother-in-law. And that are the male role models, and he's got an aunt who he loves almost as much as me. And they're all different. They all give different things to him. They all offer something different. And they're starting to have more and more to do with him as he gets older and they can communicate with him. So I haven't for one time since I've had the baby have I felt bad that he does not have a father. I have never had any guilt about that at all. People have told me that I should, but I don't.
She's too evil to have guilt. Her father, role models, can never take the place of a real father. Boys and girls, men and women, yearn for their real father. And no imitation is going to change that. Simply look like a clown. No imitation. What a dummy. No one can take that. You can't replace a father with nothing. In the soul of human beings, they yearn for the father. A return to the father. The mother turned them away, and they yearn to turn back. That's what's missing. But the devil tell you, oh, no matter, get a role model. Or the devil tell you that a stepfather or stepmother would do it. The devil tell you, oh, get married and have a family, you'll be happy. And you believe the lie and you get right into deeper into hell. Now you screwed up, the wife screwed up, and the kids. It's a spiritual battle. It's about a return to the Father. A return to the Father. So, amazing. There's more to this. We'll get to it next week. It's an amazing, amazing documentary. It really is. If only the world had listened. But most are not going to listen to the truth. They love the lie. They love their hell. Isn't that amazing? One other thing I want to show you real fast. Like, you've been asking, what's new in New York? All the hell going on there. What's new in New York? By the way, folks, don't have children out of wedlock. I made the same stupid mistake. Made a baby out of wedlock. What a mess. Do it the right way or don't do it at all. Don't let the devil in you tell you you could do it the wrong way and make it. And don't let your friends tell you, your family member, anyone tell you that. They'll listen to the devil, too. All right? Slow down. Take your time. So what's happening in New York, you ask? New York Post, an airplane passenger took flying saucer speculation to a new height. You heard that there are more, you start to hear more and more about flying saucers, right? I saw some when Tucker was on Fox News. He showed a few as well, where the pilot was saying they had seen flying saucer. Well, according to the New York Post, an airline passenger took flying saucer speculation to a new height when she spotted a possible UFO soaring above the Big Apple. Watch this from News Nation.
Michelle Reyes was flying over New York City with her daughter, and she was sitting by a window. When she did what a lot of us do, we, you know, take pictures out the window. Nice video of the New York skyline. It's an amazing view. But what Michelle did not expect to see was a cylinder-shaped object zipping across her line of sight near LaGuardia Airport. Was it a bug inside the plane, maybe? Well, she played the video back to look, and no, it was not a bug. Whatever it was definitely outside the plane, and it was flying on its own, and it was really, really fast.
Yes, I had posted the video onto my social media, and one of the other moms on the flight, she said that she had noticed it when she was in the air, too. So I wasn't the only one who saw it, so it was kind of, you know, a little more, like, nerve-wracking that someone else also saw what I saw.
Maybe it was a Chinese spy plane. You think spy saucer? I wonder, are there really flying saucers out there? UFOs? You know how you have the flat earther people? They believe the earth is flat. Do you have UFO people? Do that exist? Does that exist? UFO people? I heard that when Sean did, sat in for me, my producer, he took the earth and flattened it. He let all the air out of the earth and flattened the earth. What the?
What the?
I wonder if Sean believed, my producer, that there are UFOs out there. There could be. I'm not saying it's not. I don't know, to be honest. I just don't know. Lizzo may know. Let me go to Lizzie, a first-time call out of Michigan. Lizzie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Lizzie.
How are you?
All is well.
I could go in great detail, but I'm going to try just to skim the top a little, okay?
Okay.
It goes like this. I have an 8-year-old grandson, and his mom was real young when she got pregnant. But he's the third generation from a broken family. And I tried to tell him, you know, we need to break this chain. You know, it's something's really wrong. But he's just misbehaved all the time. He's the only child.
How old is he now?
He's 8. Okay. And he spends time with me, and I try to be productive with him. And he just fights everything you do, you know. And when they caught him one time on the camera, you know, you talk about these thoughts you're supposed to watch.
Yes.
And, well, he gets these thoughts to do something he's told not to do, or he knows he's not supposed to do it. And they see him going back 6 times, you know, to it, walking away and going back, walking away. And this is, I told them about you, because you were talking about this. But he finally gives in, you know, and I think he just has a real struggle inside. Hard growing up. I don't know. Do you have any suggestions?
He hates his mother. His mother has recreated him in her image by being impatient with him, having no real love, not knowing how to deal with him, turning him away from his father. Where is his father?
He didn't want the responsibility of having a child, and he was more worried about playing video games and stuff, you know, and he had to get away from him. He wouldn't keep a job. He wouldn't drive a car. He wouldn't do anything, you know, and he's way old enough. But just a bad choice for a dad, I guess, for so her at the time. It was all bad. It was all bad. I was out of the picture because of my divorce. So three generations of messed up people.
Yeah, he's angry. He's real angry. And nothing physical that you could do for him to change the spirit of anger. So his mother, is she still angry as well?
Yeah, she's a grumpy person. He said that she never smiles.
Yeah.
He just said that the last time he was here.
He's angry. She's passing that evil spirit onto the son. Have you apologized to her? That's your daughter, right?
Yeah.
Have you apologized to her for turning her away from her father?
In so many words, you know, I apologized for everything that we put them through.
Have you apologized? I'm sorry?
I was alienated for 2 years from them, so.
Have you apologized to your daughter for turning her away from her father?
No.
Why not?
No. I've never really felt like that was true because, you know, I always tried to make sure that, you know, we all did stuff together and I try not to talk bad about him, you know, and.
You tried not, but you did.
No, I would stick to it and I would get my Bible out and read a little bit, you know,
oh,
and
Lord.
I tried to do things that I identified with, you know, but.
But she
you
can
don't know
still,
you're broke, you know?
She can still sense that you resented her father because that spirit in you is what she was picking up as a kid.
Yeah, well, we definitely had our problems.
And so you need to apologize. I recommend you apologize to your daughter for turning her against her father because your spirit said it, even if you didn't say it, and kids can pick up when the mothers don't like the fathers.
Yeah, well, here's another thing. My husband was from a broken family, too. Abusive, broken family. So, you know, it's got to break that cycle. You know.
Will you apologize to your daughter for turning her away from her father?
I will.
And
I'm trying to get her to listen to your show.
Does she have any contact with her father?
Yeah, they don't have a very good relationship, though.
I know it because she see him the way you see him, so it's hard. Let her know that if she doesn't love her father, if she doesn't forgive you, and then forgive her father for not protecting her from you, that she's never going to be happy, and that's why her son is unhappy, because she doesn't have love. She only has hate.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely something internal got to change because we've tried everything, you know, and it's just, it's really difficult because I want him to grow up to be a good functioning adult male, you know, somebody with a good role model even. But, you know, his dad is out of the picture, basically.
Are you working on yourself?
I try to get better every day.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Probably not.
Have you forgiven your mother?
She's in my life every day.
Have you forgiven your mother?
No.
And why not? Are you a Christian? You say you read the Bible. Are you a Christian?
Yeah. I am.
Well, why haven't you forgiven your mother?
Well, you just make me think a whole other way, you know?
What do you mean?
Oh, here goes my dogs. This whole forgiving everybody for things you went through a long time ago, you know?
you got to forgive your mother because you screwed your daughter up because your mother screwed you up. She passed her anger on to you because she hated your father. Do you see that? And so you're not able to help the grandson either because you don't have love. You got the Bible, but you have no love. Why don't you forgive your mother and get her out of your house?
I don't know. She doesn't make good decisions either.
Right. And she's not going to let you have a life. She's going to suck all the life out of you and destroy you. Why is she? Is she living with you? Why?
Just doesn't have a home.
Well, put her in an old folk home.
No, no, no. I'm from the mountains. We didn't do that.
That's why you're in the mountain. You're suffering in the mountain.
I grew up with my granny.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Working puzzles every day with her. We try to take care of the elderly, you know.
No, you don't. Your mother's going to destroy you. Put her in the old folks' home and let the Social Security pay for it.
Well, she talks about getting an apartment.
It doesn't matter, as long as you leave your house. Are you on the speakerphone or something?
I'm outside.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, you didn't want your mama to hear this conversation?
Well, I just don't like talking around other people,
Listen, your problem, yes, the little boy has problem, but the problem with you, with your daughter, with your mama, and nobody has love to give to the boy, so now he's being recreated in his mother's image. You got to face your mother, forgive her what she's done to you. And where's your father?
He's in the old folks' home.
Well, put your mama in there, too.
I didn't put him there. His wife did. I never wanted that either.
You never wanted what?
To put him there. I've always been the one to take care of everybody, you know.
That need to stop. It's not your responsibility to take care of everybody. You need to have a life. You haven't had your own life yet.
Nope.
Right?
Nope, it's not.
Don't you want to have a life? God created you to have a life. Are you able to call me back when your phone's a little better? So here, I want you to call me back. I want you to call me back. But listen, forgive your mother for turning you away from your father. Put her in an old folk home and work on your life.
I'll work on that.
And forgive
you. Don't say try.
What?
Pastor Chatelet said, don't say try.
What?
That's what he said.
What did you say?
Try. T-R-Y.
Who said that?
Pastor Chatelet.
Well, don't listen to Pastor Chatelet. Chatelet. But listen, I want you to do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer, right? And forgive your mother. I'm sorry for resenting you. You've been nothing but trouble for me, turning me away from my father. And then forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. And I'm telling you, then God will guide you how to maybe help your grandson, but that's not your issue either. That's your daughter's problem now. It's not yours.
Yeah.
So hold on. I'm sorry?
He comes during the summer to visit.
Your father does?
No, my grandson.
Oh, I see. But neither one of you all can help him right now because you don't have love.
It sure is hard.
That was... But do the silent prayer, and you'll be fine. You can't fish yourself. Only God can do it, all right?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Jesse.
You will. Let me know how it goes.
Okay. God bless.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. It's the same thing all over the world. Every human being got the same problem. You got to forgive your mother. Every human being, male or female, if you want to be free, if you want to overcome depression, suicidal thought, anger, fear, doubt, jealousy, envy, strife, whatever your situation is, you must forgive. Apologize for judging, for playing God by hating. All right, the treasure chest is now open on DLive. I'll be back in a moment. Your phone calls and super chats. Back in a moment. Have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. Welcome back. So I'm going to do the rundown real fast so I can get to your calls and things like that. I have one more amazing soundbite to play real short. Rundown, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m., right at the top of this hour coming up. 9 a.m. from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. TheHakeReport.com. And then after the Hake Report, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. Every Friday we have a brand new episode. Brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I talked to Jamie Kennedy, and it was fun. It was informative. It was enlightening, but yet it was funny. And Jamie is an actor, comedian, and producer. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What's important to you?
Just talking about common sense.
So are you a Christian?
I low-key believe we're in a spiritual warfare. But if you say that, people call you crazy. Do you know Baphomet? Do you know Baal?
Did you ask, do I know where the bathroom at? I saw you in a movie, acting black.
I don't want to see your ass in front of Baby Gap no more, bitch.
What's wrong with the black?
Oh, God, here we go. Stop! Clip that, he loved white people. I'm not falling for that.
But listen, I gotta put you on the hot seat.
This wasn't hot enough?
It was amazing. At 12 noon, thefallenstate.tv. Support the Fallen State while you're there. Go there and support it, thefallenstate.tv. And then at 4 p.m., flying high off natural energy given to him by God. And even though he is the American anchor baby, he's constantly giving back to the country to say thanks. Isn't that amazing? He ain't an anchor baby for nothing. He's giving back every Friday at 4 p.m. The American anchor baby. Get ready. It's going to be smooth ride, a smooth sailing. You may see UFOs out of the window at 4 p.m. Pacific time. The American anchor baby. And then Sunday morning, every Sunday morning, fellowship for all. If you're in L.A., come on down. In the L.A. area, come on down. Doors open at 10:30, fellowship at 11. But if you're not, you can watch it live by going to rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. At 11 a.m. Pacific time. Amazing fellowship. I never know how those things are going to go. And so I'm being taught as we are teaching, as I am teaching. It's amazing. It's not me, but the Father in me. It's amazing. So I want to play, and thank you all for your support. I shouldn't have to ask, but make donations, folks, to at rebuildingtheman.com or your tithes and offerings. Or call 800-411-BOND. You can make it by credit card, 800-411-2663. Or you can mail it in if you're old like me and you just don't want to know how to use the computer. Mail it to, make it out to BOND, B-O-N-D, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. All right? And thank you all. And I appreciate you helping us to help others. This is his best soundbite ever. The best one ever. Get ready for this. Wake up. No more sleeping in bed. This is the best soundbite ever. From the New York Post. And I'm not just, I'm trying to wake you up because I don't want you to miss it. Because it is the best soundbite ever. Ever. From the New York Post. A New York City construction worker delivered a piercing message to Biden Thursday morning after Donald Trump, what manner of man is this? They just said, but I'm saying that. After Donald Trump made a surprise visit to Manhattan work site. Watch this from Newsmax.
What's it like seeing so many Republicans in Manhattan, so many Trump supporters in Manhattan? Does that surprise you?
No, not at all. It's turning now. Trump's turn again.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
F*** you.
The best ever. It doesn't get any better than that. That was from Newsmax, not Newsmax. He black. Amazing, huh? Let me go to Derek, a first-time call out of Tennessee, out of Kentucky. Derek, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Greece. Oh, man.
Derek.
Yeah.
Derek.
Sorry. I'm right here.
Okay, Derek, you're on the air.
Kevin Peterson.
Yes, sir.
Good morning to you, man.
Good morning.
I was going to call, and I wanted to talk about Juneteenth, and you beating that to a dead horse and everything last year with the scam that it is.
What a mess.
Yeah, it's a mess, but I wanted to get on subject. I told your producer I wasn't on subject, and he put me online anyway.
Okay.
But I liked your being and doing. Question.
Oh, okay.
And I was thinking about that as I was on the phone.
Which are you most interested in, being something or doing something?
I'm most interested in doing something because I'm a lover of Jesus Christ. So I believe in being something will put me ahead, will kind of like make me an idol. I'm a this, I'm a that, you know?
Oh.
You don't want to, you know, if you're a B. Because you know what I'm saying? It's a
yes.
title.
Yeah.
But if you're doing, whether it's good or bad, it's still under the, you know, the new covenant that Christ bought. So that I would rather be doing. And that's what I was thinking about, because, you know, you talk about Christianity a lot. You could be in a reverend, of course. And so it calmed me down from my Juneteenth rant. I wanted to go on the Juneteenth rant, but you took me off of that.
But let me ask, and thank you for responding to the biblical question. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. But what is a lover of Jesus Christ?
A person that believes in the new gospel, that the covenant was broken, the Abraham covenant was broken.
And so what is the lover,
though? Manifest itself.
How do you know you're a lover? How do you know you're a lover?
I probably misspoken. I didn't mean lover as in a physical sense.
Uh-huh.
I meant it more of a spiritual type of thing, but maybe that was a misuse of the word. So,
oh, okay.
I stand corrected on lover, because I understand, especially this time with bullying and transgenderism. You don't know who's who and what's what.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you, Darren. Will you call me again?
I will call you again, Reverend Peterson. I will call you again. I'll be ready for my Juneteenth rant when I call you again.
Oh, absolutely. You could call me Jesse.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Jesse.
All right. All right. Thank you. Daniel is a first-time call out of California. Daniel, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, thank you, Jesse. Yeah, I wanted to comment on the biblical question.
Which is most interested? Which are you most interested in, being something or doing something?
I'm going to say doing something, because if you do something, then you are being something. But if you're being something, you're not necessarily doing something. So if I prepare myself a meal and cook it, I'm a chef. But if I'm a chef, I'm not necessarily preparing a meal and cooking it. I might just be sitting around with my chef hat on. So doing is more important than knowing.
Very interesting, man. I want to respond, Daniel, but I got to wait until Sunday. But I do appreciate you responding to the biblical question. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Josh is a first-time caller out of Texas. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How are you doing, brother?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
It was good to hear. So me and my mother, my wife, my two kids, we bought a house and a piece of land. It's right under 10 acres. My mom lives on one half. We live on the other half. And it was kind of, I was going out on a limb just to be able to do this. She wanted to be close to the grandkids, and we wanted to get out of the city. We wanted to farm and
speak right into your phone.
We wanted to get on a piece of land that way we could prepare for the coming New World Order, kind of prep and do everything like that, raise animals and stuff. And,
right.
But my mother, man, she is something else. She is a angry, angry woman. I don't know how to reach her. I don't know what to do. I have forgiven her for everything she did. She ran my father off. She lied to me, saying my stepdad was my biological father until I was 10. She's 52, 53 years old, can't keep a man, runs everybody off. She just has a temper. And I don't know, man. I kind of wanted to get some advice from you and see exactly what you would do.
God said to the man, if you do get married, take your family far away from your family and her family, your wife's family. Why did you bring your mother with you? You brought hell with you. Why did you take hell with you?
Well, I figured maybe we would be able to work together in order to be able to, like I said, have land. And
but why would you think that you were not getting along working together prior to that?
It's been kind of hit or miss. Like, sometimes we get along, sometimes we won't. I mean, she has gone off the deep end quite a few times. We don't really have to deal with her because we are a couple acres over. And so, but it's, for instance, I came home the other day, and I have to pass by her house to get to mine. I'm at the end of the road, and she sees me coming down the road from work, just got home, and she meets me at the road talking about my dogs are out. You know, I need to keep my dogs on a leash or keep them inside or something like that. And they weren't even my dogs. And she just had this hate in her heart, and she was just yelling. And then she was messaging my wife, like yelling at her. And like,
Josh,
I don't know.
Josh, yes, does she own the land or you own the land?
Technically, she owns the land. I pay half, and then once we get it paid off, it will be gifted to me.
So are you able to throw her off the land right now?
I am not, no.
Well, here's what I highly recommend if you want peace. Otherwise, you're going to destroy you, all right?
Yes, sir.
From this day forward, be done with her.
Yeah.
Don't talk to her, block her, tell your wife to block her. Just don't be angry at her, but be done
right.
with her. And the next time she try to catch you driving down the road, keep going and blow dust in her face with the car. But you got to stay away from her, man. She's going to destroy you.
I understand that. And I've even got my wife. She's totally on board. We listen to you all the time. She's working on herself, and she's already forgiven her mother and her father. She came back to God. Her father was murdered whenever she was younger. She barely remembers him, but...
Stay away from the mother there, man. Keep your mother away from you. Tell her not to come to your house. Don't talk to your wife. Don't talk to your children. Tell her that she's too evil, and you're not going to allow that in your family. You guys are working on yourself to overcome your parents. Do not let her in. I'm telling you.
Yes, sir.
And you have no obligation to let her into your life. You don't owe her anything. You didn't tell her to have you. It was her responsibility to take care of you. You don't owe her any favor. Just don't be angry.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. And I did want to say one more thing. It might be a little off topic.
Okay.
I know that you talk about the blacks in America and prior to civil rights, how much better they were and what, you know, they weren't so much into a fallen state.
Right.
But also, I think something else that changed was in the early 90s whenever they introduced gangster rap. And now gangster rap has become their almost like a religion. I've had black friends growing up, and every time I would go to their house, they'd have BET on, and it would have girls twerking, showing their behind, cussing, talking about guns and drugs and gangs. And I really think that in order for black people to grow and to get out of that fallen state as well, they need to create a better culture and maybe go back to – it doesn't have to be the same, but you think about back in the early – the early days, you know, you had rhythm and blues, you know, you had jazz, and now it's just derogatory gangster rap.
The music is created because their souls are lost, and so they're getting the dark music from the dark souls and to enhance the angry emotions. If they change the emotion by overcoming anger, forgiving their mothers, the music would change, but you got to change that first.
I totally agree. And a lot of these industry, you know, people, they're all plants. They're put in there on purpose to create that negative culture.
Absolutely. It's the works of the devil.
Yes, sir.
So you're absolutely right, man. I absolutely agree with that. Josh, are you going to block your mother out of your life?
I am. Yes, sir.
That's the only way you're going to make it, man.
Should I block her until she comes to me with a sincere apology and wants to try to work on things, or...
If that should happen, of course, but she got to apologize for her hell, and you got to see it in her before you let her back in, because the devil is using her to come into your life to destroy your family, especially if you and your wife are working on yourself.
Yeah, because it's weird, because, like, I don't know if she's just, I know it's Satan, but she'll, one day she'll be your best friend, the next day, at the flip of a switch, she's mad and angry. I mean, just mood swings.
But that's
like
a
I said,
game that the devil play. Even when the devil pretend to be your friend, he is your enemy. He's just doing that to draw you back in, and then he's going to smack you. But even the pretense of being friendly is evil. Don't fall for the game.
Yes, sir. And then, because I'm trying to make a man out of my son, and I'm trying to make a woman out of my daughter.
Yes.
You know, I want her to grow up, and I'm trying to keep them as innocent as possible. My goal is for them to, you know, get married and have children, not to have children out of wedlock, not to have multiple partners, to have one partner for their entire life.
Well, overcome that anger, and the Spirit of the Father will work through you, and that will happen. But if you don't overcome the anger, the spirit of evil will work through you, and you just recreate the same generation you are.
Yes, sir.
All right, so I appreciate your call. I got to run. But block your mother out of your life, man, and don't feel bad about it or good about it. Just stop her. Evil is working through her. She can't help it.
Yes, sir.
And if you drive down there one day and she's dead in the corner, just bury her in the backyard.
All right.
All right. Josh?
Yes, sir.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
I will. I'll call back.
Okay.
I appreciate you, bro.
You're welcome, bro. 888-775-3773. Super Chats.
Super Chats.
Super Chats.
Evgeny Crosby with a couple of diamonds. Joy Reid ran over a skunk, stuck it on her head, called it hair, all in the name of climate change.
She becoming like what she hates. She hates Trump. Now she got his hair. Amazing. Thank you.
Beach Glass over on YouTube says Jesse was looking sharp in a pinstripe jacket and bright yellow shirt on Newsmax too last night.
Yeah, I was on Newsmax last night. Thank you. Appreciate
it. Urinal Chills is a monthly supporter on Rumble, Jesse Lee Peterson Rumble. Caller got a point about the good news from, I think, maybe the first hour. I remember growing up in the church. All we did was hear about how bad we are and sang hymns about it. It was off-putting to me. This might have been second hour. But I didn't understand at the time.
That's what the churches do. The preachers put fear in you. That's all they ever do. They put fear and doubt. They tell you you're a sinner. You're going to hell. You need to be saved. They're lying to you. You're already saved. Just drop the anger. You'll see. All your sins have been wiped away. Christ said it. Which is easier for me to say that you are a sinner or that you're saved? Get up and walk. Or lay down and complain and be afraid, which is easier. Thank you.
Urinal Chills also says, to say the Great White Hope is like Jesus doesn't mean we're saying he is Jesus or better than.
What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him. Amazing.
Pastor Chatelet is now a monthly supporter on Rumble.
Thank you.
He gave a Rumble rant.
You got to know how to rumble. Thank you, Pastor.
He also says, don't listen to Pastor Chatelet. Accurate advice, winky face emoji.
Somebody mentioned Pastor Chatelet, right?
Yeah, Lizzie, I think.
That's Lizzie Pastor?
I don't know. But she was maybe watching the Rumble chat, J.C. Lee Peterson on Rumble.
And what did Pastor Chatelet say to her?
I don't even remember.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Chatelet. What the?
Someone bought a coffee, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Do you think it's possible to know someone's heart? I made the comment to someone regarding President Trump that his heart is pure, meaning it doesn't have any ill motives, even when so-called attacking someone. I believe I see his heart. I was told that we cannot know what's in someone's heart. I disagree. What say you?
Very interesting and amazing question. I think if you observe any human being without any decision about them, don't make a decision for them or against them, but just observe, I think you can know what's coming from the heart. Because from the heart is where human beings speak. The words come from the heart, not from the vices, but from the heart. The heart is wicked, and when the heart changes, is of love. Yeah, I think you can know. I may be wrong, but I think you can know if you observe without judgment, without decision. Amazing. Thank you.
Kurt bought three coffees. The devil in me wants to work with you and the team in the quote-unquote future. I am 22 and been waking up. Everyone stares at me now and calls me schizo. Devil scared of the light. But devil in me wants to use it for power.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing.
Nice, Kurt. Keep it cool. Green Wall bought a coffee. I have some concerns. You seem like you're not paying attention.
I just got a text from my friend Hector. And Hector said, hey, Jesse, I finally found your channel. What the? Hey, Hector, I'm glad you did.
Nice.
Amazing. Go ahead.
I know.
JLP tuning out Hake, reading the super chats.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry.
So shout out to 22-year-old Kurt being called schizo.
Thank you, Kurt. Amazing.
Greenwald bought a coffee. I have some concerns about that Boeing Starliner spaceship that I read about in Hague News at the end of hour two.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to say I'm very happy and I have a lot to live for.
Amazing. Right on.
Boeing's getting into spaceship making.
Nice.
Neat, I will call him. He doesn't like it when I do that, but he bought a coffee. Jesse and crew, do you think the immunity case against Trump is really a strategy by the Democratic Party to protect Biden when he leaves office from facing criminal charges for weaponizing the DOJ FBI against his political opponent? When Trump wins his case, his victory will automatically be Biden's defense for the crimes he has committed while in office, namely illegal immigration, weaponization of our government, and pay to play with Ukraine. What do you think? Have I been smoking too much?
Well, I don't know about all that. I really don't know. But what I do know and believe, they don't want Trump to be president. That's for sure. Thank you.
WD41 with three diamonds. Have a good weekend, everyone.
You over too. Thank D-Live. You. Thanks for the support.
Space is fake. Bought a coffee. Get so-and-so on the fallen state.
Okay. we'll look into it. Thank you.
C-on-C bought a coffee. Not allowed to admire. She ain't me, Jesse.
What?
You're not allowed to admire.
Who
some other
that?
Gal. Oh, this is Sion.
What's Sion say?
Not allowed to admire. She ain't me, Jesse.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Sion. I was wrong. Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to the top contributors on DLive, WD41, Evgeny Crosby, Games for Rec, and the rest of the supporters. Thank you, guys.
And
there was a Lily Poo says, what did Trump say today on Rumble?
Let me check. Lily Poo.
Fox and Friends in the morning. They're very honorable people.
Amazing. Thank you.
Very honorable
Amazing.
People.
Nice.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Amazing. I am so out of time. Isn't that, these 3 hours went by just like that. What the? Thank my producer for an amazing package he always put together. And my producer, I love the way back archive. It's deep. It took me back to Alabama. To that plantation in memories. Memory of the way we were. Thank you, Sean. Also, thank you all for your financial support. Get on that straight and narrow path. Really, you will not regret it. You're responsible for you. No one else is. You're responsible for your anger. No one else is. Nowhere can make you angry if you don't have it in you. The anger that's in you is in you. And nobody can make you feel it if you don't have it in you. It's a spirit. Forgive men and women. Forgive your mothers. All men and women. White, black, it doesn't matter. Black people. What's the matter with the black? You hate your mothers. And you're yearning for your father. You've been lied to. Turn back to your father. Forgive your mother. Everybody. The whole wide world, all right? And then all that misery will leave. Depression and all that. Suicidal thought will disappear. I'm out of time. I'll see you in fellowship on Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. The Hake Report is coming up now. The Hake Report and then the Fall of State at 12 and then the American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Pacific time. Robert out of New Mexico and Leandra, a first-time call out of Scotland. Scotland. Heard around the world. Not up and down the world, but around it. By everybody and their mama. I'll be back on Monday if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Have a good weekend, all. Get on that straight and narrow. I'm telling you as a witness, you won't regret it. All right, take care, folks. Appreciate you. Amazing! Amazing. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
that's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all of our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing.